Greetings, everyone, to those of you who are online and those of you who are here. We need to think together about what an open moment is. God wants us to live in an open moment, and each of you knows for yourself what percentage of the time you're truly open to what's going on around you. And what percentage of the time you're actually not seeing, hearing, or feeling anything except what your emotional, mental state is processing. That's being partly open, but it's not open to reality as it is. It's open to your worry stream or your thought stream. So this is very important because we aim to have a unified life. We aim to have a unified life. And a unified life is about relationship, not just personal relationship, being in relationship with everything around us that's happening, not being inside the fence or imprisoned sense of being only in our own minds. That's not what God intends for us. So an open moment is one in which we feel capable of noticing what is reality, what is actually going on. You have a capacity to monitor that inside yourself. You have a capacity to monitor whether anxiety, worry, is taking you out of a state of being open. Because the thing that keeps us mostly separate is fear. We can call it anxiety, but it's fear. Anxiety is a milder form of fear. So most of us are walking through time, moving through time, in a state of fear. And even if we speak about wanting to have a spiritual life, we're paying attention, actually, to the inside of our own heads. We're not noticing what's going on around us. And every moment in God's reality is meant to be about noticing every single moment. That only feels hard if the anxiety level that we're carrying seems high. Then it seems like there's no room to pay attention to anything else except what the anxiety level is saying to us. But we have a choice about that. I mean, when you know that you're walking around with a high level of anxiety and you feel it in your thought process or you feel it in your body, you can bring it to God and do something or try to do something about it. But we have to know that if we have a concept of a spiritual life, that's different than an experience of a spiritual life, because the experience of a spiritual life involves relationship to the moment of experience. That's what it is. The moment of experience is what God is bringing to us. The unfoldment of our soul's purpose, the unfoldment of cosmic intention, is much bigger all of the time than whatever the internal process going on in our heads. So I encourage you to look at this more closely in yourself, because I know that we each aspire to connecting more with the larger reality. I know that. And this fear level that keeps us imprisoned within the anxiety level of our thought process prevents knowing, noticing what's going on, being in relationship, so that we're just trying to cope with the next thing or the past thing that seems challenging. And we're not really there. Wherever there is, there involves the space that you're inhabiting. There's such a thing as a cosmic moment. We don't often talk about cosmic moments because it's enough to deal with physical reality. But there's such a thing as a cosmic moment. You are in each moment experiencing potentially your relationship with all of your other lifetimes, all of your other energy bodies, all of who you are as a divine creation. It's like this. It filters down like a funnel. Everything that you are on all levels of reality, the higher self reality, the energy body reality, your emotional mental body that's kind of traveling with you through time and space, it's like this, a funnel. Everything from the cosmic level of who you are, from the eternal being of who you are, is filtering into the present moment, like that, like a funnel. But of course, one can't know this unless you are paying attention to what the meaning is of what's happening. You can't know this. And anxiety is the most significant thing that keeps us from paying attention. And then we go into being accustomed to living inside our own heads, being accustomed to having a very tiny world instead of a larger world. The larger world is God's reality, and God is inviting everyone to freedom, to the freedom of noticing what the moment that's open can bring in terms of meaning. But in order to notice what that is, you have to get out of your own mental process fueled by anxiety. When I say you have to, of course you don't have to. You can stay in that mental process. But mostly what happens when we do that is we spin. We spin internally with preoccupations that are habitual, that are worries, and they go round and round and round because we're trying to see on the mental level how to feel more peaceful, how to feel less anxious. But the truth is we can't do it on the level of the mind. That just doesn't happen, or rarely happens, that you can figure out a solution to the problem of anxiety by thinking about it. You have to be willing to open to something else. Then a new energy can come in. And what I'm telling you is that your cosmic self, your higher self, your divine being, your inner core is funneling into your experience of the present moment all of the time. Because you're not separate from it. You're just not perceiving it, but you're not separate from it. So we need to understand the difference between talking about a spiritual life and having a spiritual life. Having a spiritual life means being open in the moment to the larger reality. And I know that if I ask you, or you ask yourself, in a given moment when you're not feeling anxious, how can I be more present to this person or to this relationship? I'm sure you ask yourself that some of the time. And in the moment, you may be able to rise to the occasion of saying, yes, I can breathe, I can be more present in that moment. And you are. You're more present. But why do you disappear after that moment? It's anxiety. Back again, causing immersion in your mental process. So in the next moment, you're no longer open. But that's not God's intention. God's intention is divine freedom for you. To be here in time and space, feeling your connection with what's real, and to not be seduced by what fear is telling you, to not be seduced by the words, the thoughts, the energies of what fear is telling you. And even if it's not possible to undo that because it's so firmly entrenched, it's important to know that there's another dimension of reality that you're being asked to experience. Your soul wants you to experience life not just inside your own head, to not be separate, to be in relationship. Then you can feel what's happening. Then you can choose from a place of being connected with the various levels of yourself what to do. And if you get lost in anxiety, then it becomes a part of your relationship with God, because the messages of fear are not true messages. They're not whispers from God. Whispers from God don't create anxiety. Only separateness creates anxiety. Whispers from God tell you that you're in connection with your larger purpose and with the rest of life all of the time. So if you're listening to the messages of fear, you need at least to pray to change channels in your own mind. Or at least you need to register that you're feeling so anxious in your body that you can't pay attention to what's going on around you because the anxiety level is too high. At least register that. And then when you register that, pray. Pray to step out of it. Pray for help to release that reality, because it's a whole reality, like an envelope that enfolds us, the emotional, mental, energy body. It's like a cloud. The earth has a cloud like that too. The earth has an emotional, mental body that's surrounding the earth, that's composed of all of the thoughts and feelings of millennia that people have accumulated in the way of separation and indifference and darkness and so on. So you have that cloud, but you don't have to be in that cloud. God wants divine freedom for you. Amen.